Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing the case of Daniel M. Naughton. This was decided in 1843 in England. The defendant, Daniel M. Naughton, fired a pistol and wounded Edward Drummond, the secretary to the British Prime Minister. Drummond subsequently died, and M. Naughton was charged with his murder. At the time of his arrest, M. Naughton told police that he came to London to murder the Prime Minister because, quote, the stories in my city follow and persecute me wherever I go and have destroyed my peace of mind. They do everything in their power to harass and persecute me. In fact, they wish to murder me, end quote. Defense counsel introduced expert and lay witnesses who testified about the defendant's delusions and believed that he suffered from insanity. The presiding judge, Lord Chief Justice Tyndall, gave the following jury instructions. The question to be determined is whether at the time the act was committed, the prisoner had or had not the use of his understanding so as to know that he was doing a wrong or wicked act. If the juror should be of the opinion that the prisoner was not sensible, then he would be entitled to a verdict in his favor of insanity. After the trial, a verdict of insanity was given by the jury, but due to public outrage, Queen Victoria appealed to 15 law lords to answer questions and further clarify the standards for insanity in England. Ultimately, the insanity verdict was upheld, but Lord Chief Justice Tyndall delivered the opinion for the House of the Lord to clarify the standards for insanity. First, he noted, the proper instructions to the jury regarding insanity should be, every man is presumed to be sane unless the contrary be proven to their satisfaction. Therefore, in order to establish an insanity defense, it must be clearly proven that at the time of the act, the accused was under such a defect of reason from disease of the mind, aka mental disease or defect, that he did not know the nature and quality of the act he was committing, or if he did know that, he did not know what he was doing was wrong. Second, a defendant who is under the influence of an insane delusion would be punishable if he knew at the time of the offense that he was acting contrary to the law. Third, a person must be considered responsible if the facts with respect to the delusion were real. For example, if a man kills another man who he believed under a delusion was attempting to take his life away, then he would be exempt from punishment, but not if he killed this man in an act of revenge. Overall, this case established the M. Naughton rule as a legal test for insanity, which stated to establish a defense on the grounds of insanity, it must be clearly proven that at the time of the act, the accused was laboring under such a defect of reason from disease of the mind as to not know the nature and quality of the act he was doing, or if he did know it, that he did not know he was doing wrong. So important to note here that the M. Naughton test contained both a cognitive incapacity component, not knowing the nature and quality of the act, as well as the moral incapacity component, which was not knowing what one was doing was wrong, or knowing the difference between right and wrong. Overall, the M. Naughton case was the first appellate case regarding the legal criteria for insanity. It was very influential across England and the United States and is still used or is the basis for insanity defenses in many different countries. Later on, we will discuss other insanity tests like the Durham product rule or the model penal code or ALI test, which are considered broader when compared to the M. Naughton test.